really a relief. It's curiosity because I haven't seen this stuff. I think when you got fired by CBS, you got in your car and drove home. It was like the first week in December. And
December 9th.
And then...
a day that will live in infamy. And, Two days after the other day that will live in infamy.
And bless your staff. They just put everything in storage, and we haven't seen it. So
right.
I don't feel but, like...
And that's been happening. That's been happening for decades, though. So
yeah.
There's decades worth of stuff in there.
Yeah, well, I'll be curious to see what it is. I mean, I'm just as much mystified. When I heard that they were having that auction online for the boat bar, that boat bar is freaking awesome.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I got to check into that, because also the Greg Knoll surfboard.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's very expensive. That's a very expensive surfboard. I don't know that.
Well, it might not garner as much here, but that's why it's good to have everything but the house do that, because
yeah.
they have a national website, and that is an iconic piece, and people in the Pacific area would probably know its inherent value and handcrafted.
Last night after I got done catching up on my email, I Googled it, and I mean, yeah, some of those things are worth there's one that's worth $100,000.
Wow.
So I'm not so sure that we're gonna have to double check on the reserve on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But they have a national, I belong to that website, the Everything But the House, and you can click different geographics and you can go and look and see what's for sale. But
yeah, I just want to make sure before it goes online that
you know what it's worth.
That there's a reserve.
Yeah, and they would actually, that place will do some research on it for you.
Right, but this place where I work, it's taken them a year just to get this thing going. And then, you know, yesterday we were running a promo about a VIP link on the radio where you could go and be a VIP, and then, like, it's a dead link. I mean, it's just, you know. So
the last thing
I want to do is see that surfboard got sold for $1,500 while I wasn't looking.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, when I heard the boat bar mentioned, I remembered it, and I remembered how cool that looked in your office. And it was like, I wonder if we could use that in Florida. And I thought, I'm not buying my own stuff.
No. But you guys, you know, I said this to the boys, too. We'll just go out on Friday, and if there's anything that you want, we can keep it.
Yeah, I don't want to want anything, but I'll be curious because it's kind of like seeing a time capsule.
It's pretty crazy, the stuff in there, right?
Is it currently being cataloged and priced and set aside for auction?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of manpower being devoted to it now. So
cool.
I'm sure,
cars and things. There's a lot of odds and ends.
Yeah, Dog, I don't know if you go to the WLSAM website, we should probably put this on our Facebook page, but Dog steals it. You can see him stealing a guitar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a very good, you can really make, a, I mean, I think I can use it in court. You can really make out that it's him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you know, his unique guitar playing style. I mean,
right.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly a signature thing
as
well.
They'll hand me a guitar in court, and I'll be like OJ. I'll be like, how does this, which end do I, what do I, I don't, huh. I don't.
If it sounds like this, you must dismiss.
And if you like T-shirts, people, slogans, this is the sale for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, there will.
It's,
right?
It's like if you've got Rob or Rod.
If you've got a family reunion and you drop the ball on the shirts,
yes.
Maybe buy a nice whole suite of them.
A Lakeshore Leap.
And if your last name happens to be Reading, Reading is for losers, of course, it'll say. It's not great. We've got a new stock.
Or if you know anybody who lives in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You want to send out that shirt to them.
Yeah.
And Steve just ordered a whole 100,000 Super Cunts T-shirts.
Gonna be Those are going to go like hotcakes.
Only in women's sizes, though.
Yeah, women's cut tees.
Spaghetti strap.
But pink. Pink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For the movement.
Sure, yeah.
And there's a few variations. The hair cuntery and the great clits. It's good stuff.
All right. Actually, they are going to be selling Loop T-shirts out there, and a vintage Coho shirt.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Like like one that you. It's like a, I don't know. The Hancock Center is a fishing pole, and there's a salmon coming out through the ring that says, you know, Insane Coho Lips or whatever. It was the coolest of all the shirts. So.
Wow.
There will be new versions of that available as well.
Man, and the denim collection, of course.
Oh, yeah, the Steve Dahl denim collection, because Shemp, the producer, liked denim.
There's a lot of
debt. Those are crazy. I forgot about those.
I think he wanted to work at Apple someday and give a presentation.
Yeah.
And those are the kinds of shirts those guys wear.
That's right.
Chambray denim shirt.
Yeah.
Nice. But they, you know, they have the Apple logo, and these have the Steve doll with the Hawaiian shirt draped over the L. Okay, yeah, so what was the question? I think Janet doesn't really care, I don't think, because it's never in her way. She might care because I bitch about my storage bill every week or every month. But, you know, that'll all be solved.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. And then we can maybe we'll do something at the house.
No.
No?
I don't think I have anything cool here. You took your cool stuff, and I don't have cool stuff. No,
I think we need to have a fake estate sale like we're dead. And then get rid of the Hummelware and stuff like that.
Mm. Nobody wants the Hummelware, honey. I'm okay
with somebody must want it.
Donating it to a garage or to a...
All right.
You know.
I bought my way out of a lot of trouble with those Hummel statues
back in the day. There was a point in time when there was this place in LaGrange called Kiefer Galleries, and every time you had a horrible misbehaving...
Let's call it a bender.
Yeah, a bender. You would buy me a collectible.
She's got a lot of collectibles.
Of those in the basement. I have a box of things. And, you know, you hit my soft spots because they were often statues of, like, little kids hugging dogs and stuff like that. So you really bought yourself some.
Aren't I a sweetheart?
No,
and stuff that her mom collected, you know, like her mom collected those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were sort of calculating. It was very well played, my dear.
Thank you.
You know, there's a museum of Hummelware.
Really?
In Rosemont, started by the mayor, Donald
E.
Stevens.
He was nuts for Hummels.
Yeah.
Really? Well, maybe I will donate our collection.
It's right over there. It's right over on Higgins Road in Rosemont.
I don't have any rare ones.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, but I'll just box them up and we'll sell them at Rivers.
Remember the time you gave me a Yadro and it was an angel and he was raking leaves and you go, and I don't know what you've done, but you said, I gave you this because it's like me. And you said, its name is Fallen Angel. And I looked at the box and I said, you idiot, it's Fall Angel. Fall.
Yeah.
He's raking leaves.
Yeah, I don't rake leaves. So, yeah, no. They didn't have any Yadro with a leaf blower.
Yeah, but it was like fallen. Like
well,
you were
I was hungover.
I know. But it... I think of those things when I look at that angel Yadro sitting. I think, oh, my God, he was too drunk to even read the box when he went and got his
But it was an angel.
Jail gift.
It was an angel in the fall, that's all.
Yeah.
It hadn't fallen.
In the fall, but it wasn't a fallen angel like...
Well, who names a statue that?
I'm a fallen angel, forgive me.
Who names a statue that?
Fall angel.
Winter angel's got skis? I mean, come on. Stupid. Email number 2. Hi, Steve and Janet. First off, Steve, you are such a gentleman for wanting to set up the fountain for Janet yesterday. Thank you. Chivalry is not dead, LOL. How did that fountain work out last night for you?
It was lovely. Made a lovely, splashy sound.
Makes me want to pee when I hear it.
I know, a little bit.
Yeah. Janet, how was the book club at your house yesterday? I guess we talked about some of that already. Your backyard is beautiful. How often do you host it at the Dahl residence? I guess we talked about that, too.
Too freaking often.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually going to start looking for restaurants because too many people in my book club are living in places where they can't host and
their cars.
Yeah.
Do they help clean up?
Yeah.
All of them?
Well, it was paper plates last night. I mean, I'm the one that changed the book club date so we could escape because I would have been on vacation. I would not want to come home for book club, so I'm the one that messed it up. And then somebody didn't come, and I called her, and she said, it's tonight, and it's like, oh.
Which one was that? Chris?
I'm not going to say.
Chris?
Lynn. No, Chris.
Lynn.
Chris is on a senior trip with a bunch of high school kids. It was a small book club.
I didn't even come down and pin sweep the malingerer last night.
No.
And she stayed till like fucking 1 a.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't even come down. I was like, I don't, you know, that's all I need. Right after a day of semi-decent behavior on my part, my hard six was fantastic because I opened the
and that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.